got a brand new way for you to end your day. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.
Recently, I've discovered I'm a shock jock.
Right.
If you don't know what that is, it's a controversial radio announcer who don't care what no one thinks when they say it. I'll just speak my mind. You might be thinking names like Piers Morgan, you know, good, solid, respectable men.
Oh, God.
But I don't want to do it all the time. I feel like that's very overwhelming, especially being new to being a shock jock.
Yeah, you're just dipping your toe in the shock jock pool.
Yep, so I've been making some big calls. Admittedly, they are big in my opinion, but that's what makes me so shocking, is that I think my opinion's so big.
You've had a 50-50 rate of me agreeing with you so far. So
we've talked about how slow cookers are controversially better than air fryers.
Agreed.
Beef schnitzels are better than chicken schnitzels.
Not agreed.
I've got another big call this week, and I don't care what you think.
Okay.
Okay. I don't care what you identify as.
You can call on 522-32-955, but clearly you won't be changing Tim's mind.
Cheddar is the best flavor of shapes.
Cheddar?
Yeah.
Shut your mouth.
Cheddar is the best flavor of shapes. Cheddar cheese. Look, don't get me wrong.
I'm just glad you didn't say savory, to be honest.
I really did used to think that pizza or barbecue, probably more leaning towards barbecue.
I cannot believe you haven't included chicken crimpy in this conversation.
They're not that great.
Are you joking? They are the best shape by far.
Cheddar is the best shape.
Cheddar.
I know, shocking. That's the whole part of being a shock jock that I love. This thrill, this reaction from the masses. But I am brave enough to get out there and say it. The cheddar is the best flavor of shape.
Yeah, well, the phones have already started lining up. 522-32-955 if you want to disagree with Tim.
Yeah.
Or maybe you want to controversially also agree with him. He doesn't carry the way. I'm guessing, Tim, you're going to go through all these calls until you find someone who agrees with you.
Highly likely. Travis from Lara. I don't really care what you say, but what do you think about shapes? Cheddar's the best, right?
Nah, I disagree with that one. Oh, chicken crimpy or barbecue all the way.
Always. Every day.
Jared. Travis. Not your name. Travis.
Don't care.
What we were just discussing. Yeah, sorry. Whatever your name is. What I would say is, earlier we discussed that when we were children, we liked those stronger flavors. And I know it's school holidays and it's all exciting to be not at school right now. But, you know, when we grow up, we all like cheddar. We find a safe space in cheddar, and it is by far the best, mate.
Nah, cheddar's just taste is crap. Yeah. You need stuff with it.
Yeah. And you do. Yep. Thank you, Travis. I agree.
It's called maturity. Okay. Don't worry. Jared, whatever your name is. Olivia from Geelong's giving us a call. Olivia, surely you're on my side because you seem like a smart, reasonable young woman.
Chicken crimpies all the way.
Oh, Olivia, welcome to the team.
Cara,
friend.
I don't know what you've called up to say.
Cheddar is boring.
It's so boring.
It's reliable.
Do you know what, Olivia? This is so typical of Tim. Do you know what he orders if we go out for ice cream? Vanilla. Of course he's picking cheddar.
Yep.
All right.
Chicken crimpies all the way, mate. Yep.
Sure, Tiffany. Okay, Matt Newcomb's giving us a call as well, Jess. Got a good feeling about Matt. Seems like a kindred spirit that's called up. Me, him, and Piers Morgan going out for lunch tomorrow. Matt, what do you think? Is cheddar shapes the best flavour?
Life's better with cheddar.
Okay.
Life's better with 100%. Cheddar.
You don't make up a slogan and just make it true.
You kept me on hold for too long. This is what happened.
You've had a long time to think, mate. I agree.
I got your back, Tim. I got your back, mate.
I know. Don't you think it's you and I? We're out on a limb here just trying to live our lives and all these people trying to bring us down, trying to tell us how to live our lives.
Mate, people are going to talk. Let them talk. Yep. Let them talk.
You know what, Matt? For you, because you're the only one that called, we're going to give you a double pass for no hard feelings at Reading Cinemas. Stay on the phone there, mate. We're going to get you that double pass because the only person to call through, Jess. What are the chances?
As controversial as your opinion is, Tim, can we all agree that at least savoury shapes are the worst ones?
Now, it wouldn't be shocking if I agreed, so absolutely.
You've got a brand new way to drive home. It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Tim, you and I were having a chat in the office today and I casually mentioned a conversation I had with my closest friends And I didn't think it would be this funny. And you were like, shut up. Stop saying anything.
Stop.
We're talking about this on the show. I still don't understand what is so funny.
We were just talking about like phone usage and all that.
Sure.
And out of the both of us, you...
I don't like to be alone with my own thoughts.
Yeah.
So I am on my phone probably 6 to 8 hours a day. Just like mindless scrolling.
Yep.
Or I might have like, you know, Netflix on in the background or a podcast running. There's always something happening on my phone.
And we were talking about that and you were saying that, because I know you and your mates like to go away for like girls' weekends and they're great fun. And you were saying that the plan is sometime this year.
Okay. Stop laughing.
to go on a weekend yoga retreat.
Yes.
With no phones.
Sorry.
That's like me.
Let me defend myself.
Okay.
What's it like you doing, Tim? What is it?
Me going anywhere with no hands.
Okay.
I cut my hands off. But I need that. There's two things. It's the phone and the yoga for me. The yoga's like, if you said even without the phone, I'm going on a yoga retreat. I was like, all right, Dalai Lama, who are you trying to fake? I've been to one yoga class with you my whole life. And I said, this hurts my knees. And you said, me too. And we never went again.
Okay. So my friend Beck was a trained yoga instructor.
Right.
So she trained up for years to become a yoga instructor. And then she became a mum and she was doing all these.
Namaste was on the back burner for a bit.
Namaste was on the back burner. She's like getting her master's degree. She's like a health nutritionist. She's amazing. She's the woman I want to be.
Yeah.
And so she was suggesting, she was like, hey, me and Annie have been talking about doing this yoga retreat. Would you come? And I was like, tell me more. And she said, well, yeah, it'd be like 2 days, no phones, like out in the wilderness somewhere. And we just do yoga and we like get one with ourselves, that sort of thing.
Talk me through how you're feeling about it, because I know you haven't spoken to your friend about it. But
I think it sounds great for 2 days.
Do you think it's achievable? Can you?
Oh, they were talking about doing a week-long one in Bali, and I was like, I'm out. I tapped out of a week-long one. A weekend? I could handle a weekend.
You could spend a weekend not touching your phone.
I was with my mates.
From Saturday morning
as long as
Sunday
there's wine.
Night. Yeah, classic yoga retreat. Charcuterie board. I don't know if that's part of it. And then, like, even at the end of the night when, say, it's 7:30 and you pack up and you go, all right, I'm going to my tent, girls. See you tomorrow morning, first
Silence.
Thing. And then, you're just left alone. You can't text your fiancé. You can't call anyone.
I don't love that part. But look, I guarantee you every girl group has had this conversation at least once in their group chat. Mm. Like, hey, wouldn't it be great to do a yoga retreat?
No phones.
Just get back to one with ourselves and nature. And by nature, I, of course, mean a 5-star hotel.
Yeah. Whistling the way home,
listening to something. All new, all drive, all week long. It's Tim and Jess, K-Rock 955.
No, this might be a long shot, but I'm looking for your house secrets. Have you got a secret door? Have you got a secret underneath basement?
Yep.
Have you got a secret attic? Was there a hole in the wall that you didn't know was there?
Secret because room, yeah.
A woman on TikTok is documenting this like series. She's been renovating this house and she found underneath like a wooden floorboard, she lifted up this like panel. She was like, oh, that looks like it's not kind of joined to anything.
To the rest
it looked
of the
like
floor.
A trapdoor. And so she opened it up and it was a spiral staircase underneath
Ooh.
Her kitchen.
The wine cellar.
She had no idea that it was there.
That's so cool.
She's
honestly
lived in her house for 3 years and didn't know there was a spiral staircase underneath her kitchen.
So I know my wife and myself good enough to know that if we ever bought a house, we wouldn't buy it to renovate it because I just know we would disagree on so many things.
Right.
But the only thing that keeps bringing me back to, yeah, maybe we should, is for things like secret staircases.
Secret staircase.
I know someone who bought a house and they were like, well, this like the floor creaks in the living room. On this side, it's weird. They pulled up the floors. Sunken lounge. What a
find. Oh, my God,
find.
That's the dream.
What a find.
Why did we stop doing sunken lounges?
I agree. I wish they were still popular.
Like,
I 70s
know it was
and
like,
80s.
It was like a conversation pit, and then everyone was like, let's point everything at a television. But bring back the conversation pit. They were fantastic.
Massive fan of the sunken lounge. So if you've got secret things in your house that you've discovered when you, especially like, I know people that are into renovating houses are in to renovating house. Maybe you love it.
Maybe it's something you've put in, like a design feature that you've put into your house that is something secret that you keep from everyone
else. Like a secret movie room up in the roof or something.
Yeah.
God, that'd be cool.
52232955. Want to hear your house secrets.
Yeah. Not like no one knows about our room. Like actually, I would take a room, you know, because that's... It's a secret. Mum's the word. We do have a double pass to No Hard Feelings at Reading Cinemas if you want to call up and tell us about the secrets that you've maybe found in a house or a family member's house or maybe even in a rental you're living in. You're like, well, that's a bit sus.
Yeah,
I don't 100%. Know. This is very suspect.
52232955 is that number to call.
Jace from Cario has given us a call. Jace, it wasn't you, but a friend of yours made a discovery.
Yeah, hello, friends. These guys were renting a house and... they discovered, because the house obviously had a cavity underneath it, but they just couldn't work out how to get into it. And they actually discovered like a trapdoor and a cupboard in one of the spare rooms.
Oh.
And they told me about it and showed me down there. It was pretty creepy. And it was, you know, there wasn't any lighting or anything like that. But a couple months later, I went back to their house and they said, oh, yeah, you know, that cavity's that's still there and everything else. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's crazy. Anyway. They then proceeded to tell me they ended up using it to grow herbs, I guess you could call it.
Oh.
Oregano.
You could probably couldn't grow those outside, hey?
Not publicly, no.
No, right.
No, Chase. Okay. Yeah, wow. I mean, you got to make the best out of a bad situation.
I did not think of secret rooms being used like that, but that's just my innocent little brain.
Well, that is secret for criminal reasons.
Yeah.
Well, who knows? It could be a herbs station.
Sure.
It might not. I think we're all assuming
some parsley.
The worst. Jace, are we assuming the worst or are we spot on with our assumptions?
A little there? Rosemary?
Oh, no, it was definitely drugs.
Okay. All right. Yep, well, great.
Jace from Cariah there, shockingly.
Don't.
It's Tim and Jess. K-Rock 955.
Spell my name.
Something multicultural.
Something that's a mouthful.
Baby, spell my name.
Spell my name.
We think we can guess it.
If not, we'll be stressing. Let us spell your name.
52232955. If you've got a name, we are going to spell it. Tim, why do we do this?
To offer people a thrill of hearing their name spelled correctly for the first time. You might get it at the doctor's reception. You might get it when you are waiting in line for your car to be serviced and someone calls out your name and they go, oh, no, and then you feel bad about yourself. We don't want you to feel bad about yourself. We're trying our best to spell your name. The side goal is to spell as many names as possible and keep score.
Yep, 33 names is what we're at.
We need 40 by the end of this week.
Correct.
Would you, if we don't get enough today, can we play again? Like tomorrow and
well, I mean, it just no means rules. We're in a deficit.
It's our show.
We're just in a deficit. We don't. It's not like we have to cancel the game
because 40. So next end of this week is we'll hypothetically say it's the end of the halfway point of the year. So we'd like to be on 40 for
so
our
just,
goal
we just
of 80.
Need 7 names today.
Akrista has given us a call. I'm worried. From Cario, Akrista, you want us to spell your name and your sister's name? Is that right?
Yeah.
Oh God. Okay. Now, Jess said we've tried to spell your name before and failed. Is that also right?
Yeah.
Okay, but your name wasn't in our phone, so I'm thinking that maybe we have another crack at a Krista.
Yeah, let's
what
go
do you reckon,
for
Tim?
It. Jess, you can go first.
Okay. A-C-H-R-Y-S-T-A-H.
Oh my God, you were so close.
Okay, don't say.
Hold on.
Okay. A-C-H-R-Y-S-T-A.
Oh, my God. Correct.
See? Did you hear that thrill? Did you hear it?
It was.
The sneaky H's have got us in the past. All right, Jess, let's not get ahead of ourselves. We've still got her sister's name to spell,
yes,
Krista.
Your sister's name is Kaylee?
Yep. Kaylee, yeah.
Kaylee, okay.
I went to school with a Kaylee, so I'm going to start with how I remember it being spelled, and that's K-A-Y-L-E-E.
Incorrect.
Okay, Tim. All right. I'm vibing.
No, go crazy.
Let's talk this out,
yeah,
all right?
Yeah, let's go.
Because I'm vibing it's either an I-G-H, like a
E-I-G-H,
Lee,
yeah.
Or it's just an L-E-Y.
No,
what
I think it's...
Okay. K-A-Y-L-E-I-G-H.
That was very close, but still incorrect.
Oh, how do we spell it?
K-A-Y-E-L-E-I-G-H.
Oh!
Kaylee?
No,
Kate. Oh, Kaylee. Sorry. That's all right. Mackenzie in Belmont's also giving us a call. Mackenzie, what name would you like us to spell?
My name.
Okay. Now, Mackenzie, can I tell you a bit of a... It's not a fun fact. It's more of a fact.
Okay.
So I'm about to be a dad. But if we were going to... We know we're going to have a son. If we were going to have a girl, I really wanted to push Mackenzie to be the girl name. So I really like your name, okay?
Thank you.
Okay. Well, no pressure, Tim. But how would you have spelt Mackenzie?
I would spell it M-A-C-K-E-N-Z-I-E.
Well, you got it right.
It's because it's my daughter's name. In another world.
It's fiction. Mackenzie and Yugoslavia Bolch. Isn't that beautiful?
That's not his name. Mackenzie, thank you very much for playing. Lovely name you got there.
Thank you.
That's okay. All right. Sasha. Sasha in Herne Hill has given us a call. Hello, Sasha.
Hello.
Would you like us to...
You got my name there, do you?
Yeah, you've come up in our system. Would you like us to spell Sasha?
No. You can spell my son's name.
Okay,
what's your son's name?
Acorn.
close.
Acorn.
Okay.
Would you like to hear that again?
Yes, please.
Acorn.
Yes.
I feel like I'm getting it wrong. A-K-A-R-N.
No.
Oh, thank you.
Okay. All right. A clue. E-K-A-R-N.
No!
How do we spell it, Acorn?
E-Y-T-A-N.
Acorn.
Oh, no.
I knew we weren't hearing it right. Sorry, Sash. Sorry,
mate. Sorry,
Acorn.
You hear the disappointment in his voice?
He's young and he's already got a broken heart. Okay, you know what? 40, we got there.
Well, so it's
35.
35's not bad.
Look, you never know. We might spell some more names later in this week. But here we are. Just because you're behind the ball doesn't mean you're not chasing the ball.
There are some weeks we get none, buddy. Just enjoy the high.
Yeah, huge. Good.
Massive.
Goodbye. Oh, thanks, guys. You're the best. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Tim and Jess. New show, new podcast. It's K-Rock 955's Tim and Jess.